World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
And he will restore the hearts of the fathers to their children, the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse.
Last night we brought the children by to visit their grandpa, and it's plain to see they're truly part of him. And while we were there, their grandma took out some old photographs. Man, he sure looked a lot like me back then. I'm seeing my father in me. I guess that's how it's meant to be. And I find more and more like him each day. I notice I walk the way he walks. I notice I talk the way he talks. I'm starting to see my father in me. And today I took my wife for a walk down that old dirt road where my daddy took my mom so many times. And we found the time to mention things we never had before. And we shared some thoughts about family life. Yeah, I'm seeing my father in me. I guess that's how it's meant to be. And I find more and more like him each day. I notice I walk the way he walks. I notice I talk the way he talks. I'm starting to see my father in me. And now looking back, I can recall the times we disagreed. When I could not take hold of his old-fashioned. Seeing my father in me, yes, that's how it's meant to be. And I find more and more like him each day. I notice I walk the way he walks. I notice I talk the way he talks. I'm starting to see my father in me. And I'm happy to see my father in me.
Man, I got to tell you, that chokes me up every time I watch that. Every time I watch that. And I'm kind of doubling down this morning because it happens every time. Every time I stand up for masculinity. I hear from people. See, we don't even understand masculinity, femininity. We don't even understand it. But I can tell you this: I recognize it when I see it, and there ain't much of it. And the world is on an assault against masculinity. That's what I'm going to talk about this morning. Before we go any further, Look, we're struggling. We are going south. Steve Deck's down there right now. Clay's down there. We're going south for the hurricane. But Grindstone is picking up shop and leaving. So we told you early that there was going to be a transition from rescue to reconstruction, rebuild, and all that stuff. We're kind of in that phase right now. So as it sits here right now today, we are not prepared to go down there next week because we have to have a place for people to sleep. Steve's not down yet. He's heading down there. I'm not going to give thousands of dollars to hotels. I'm not going to do it. And we're going to search around till we can find a place where we can put up a big tent. Maybe we can put up a big tent, sleep in a big tent. I'm not going to give money to that. So Gary's working hard on it. Clay's working hard on it. We're still going down there. They're going to need our help for quite a while. We have some funds to support what's going on down there, but we can't do it this week. I don't know, Gary, I don't know if you're out there, if you want to add anything to that. Let's not take too long on this, okay? Because I got someplace I want to go today. We're looking hard for a place for people to sleep and minister. We got guys taking trucks down. Pennsylvania Brett took a truck down. Craig's taking a truck down. I got a truck ready to go down. Everybody's got a truck ready to go down. But in order for us to put boots on the ground, we have to have a place for people to be able to stay. And that's really what we're struggling with at this point. And it's sad. I understand why. But to me, it's sad to think that a pastor won't open their church because they're worried about the church building getting dirty or whatever. Oh, yeah, that kind of stuff's going on. I promise you it's going on. Our worship of the church. So bear with us. We're in the process of getting those things ironed out a little bit. All right, cool. Any comment on that before I move on? Anybody? Because I don't want to talk about it any more than that. Not that I don't want to talk about it. I don't want the show to be about that. All right. Yes, Janine. Let's not let this fall into FEMA's hands, for heaven's sakes. Come on, church. Come on, church. Oh man, oh man, oh man. So I got because I got some pushback, that's why I started out with the Paul Overstreet thing. Something about that. You know, are you looking at me? Seeing my father and me could be good or it could be bad. It takes a lot of self-circumspection. Circum means around. Spection means to view. A lot of self-circumspection to look at your life and say, yeah, I'm my dad. And then ask yourself this question. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Huh? Is that a good thing or a bad thing? And then more importantly than that, are they seeing your Heavenly Father in you? When people look at you, do they see an image of your Heavenly Father? Or even maybe a better question is, what would that look like? Spencer, you did it the other day, did a great job. Pull up those sissy pictures of Jesus again. Pull up those sissy pictures. And as I said many, many times, why would any non-saved man want to be drawn to this? What? He was a hippie before there was a hippie, according to these pictures. He just doesn't have earrings, right? We've passed him off as this. Hey, by the way, I believe done on purpose. Done on purpose, I believe. To emasculate men. The women's movement, yada, yada, yada. Hey, look, some of you girls out there are probably going to get a little bit nervous, okay? And some of you guys may get a little bit nervous. But I come here every day to tell you the damn truth. I'm here to tell you the truth. Masculine and feminine. Masculine and feminine. Now look, boys are supposed to be masculine and girls are supposed to be feminine. You understand that? Boys, masculine, women, feminine. Now, that's the way God made it. Women, the judgment, somebody help me, Dale's out there, maybe some can help me. You see judgment when women and children rule over them. Where is it? See, nobody will talk about, they won't talk about this in the church. Why? Because women run most families. Somebody say amen. You don't have to. Women run most families. So the pastor sure isn't going to talk about women running the home because women are, in fact, running many of our Christian homes. You know, I don't need any amens. I don't need any amens. I'm just telling you the truth. So we don't even know what it means to be masculine. What a masculine. Can I tell you something? Huh? Cal Zastro's masculine. Huh? Oh, yeah, he is. Bill Dunphy's masculine. He didn't. John, thank you. Isaiah 3. Coach, it's Isaiah 3. Pull that up, Spencer. Isaiah 3. It's judgment of the Lord when women and children rule over them. It's judgment of the Lord. And you tell me, huh? Oh, they got mad because I said I ain't voting for Kamala. Are you looking at me? I will never in my whole lifetime, I'll never vote for a woman for president of the United States. I never will. Why? Because it goes against the word of God. For behold, the Lord of hosts, doth take away from Jerusalem and from Judah the stay and the staff, the whole stay of bread. Scroll down. Where is it? Chapter 50. This is the mighty man of war, the judge and the prophet and the prudent, the ancient. Captain of 50, honorable men, counselor, cunning artificer, eloquent orator. And I will give children to their princes, and babes shall rule over them. And the people shall be oppressed, every one by another, and every one by his neighbor. And the child shall behave himself proudly against the ancient, and the base against the humble. And when a man shall take hold of his brother, and also his father, saying, thou hast clothing, be thou our ruler, and let us rule and be under. I'm losing. It's judgment when women rule over men. It is a sign of, if you want to go biblically, if you don't want to go biblically, that's a different thing. Well, I just saw it. I just saw, where did I see it? Somebody help me out there. Where is it?
Verse 12.
12. 12. As for my people, children are the oppressors and women rule over them. Folks, it's judgment. I was going to bring Michelle down here with me. I'll get to you, Tim. I was going to bring Michelle down here today because I want you to know this. I run this house. Michelle runs the home. And she, out of love for me and me out of love for her, she yields to me to every decision that has to be made in our family. She yields. Tough ones. I don't decide whether she's going to get Fritos or corn chips. I don't get involved with that stuff. But whether or not something major going on in our family, God gave that position to the man. And we've been under an assault on masculinity for I don't know how. I'm all over the place. Let me get Tuber in here then. Hey, no more than Tuber. Go ahead, Tim. I'm gonna crack this nut open.
When I was in high school, they had rolling papers with Jesus on them by the Doobie Brothers. Jesus is just okay, but it was a masculine, tough-looking Jesus.
Uh-huh.
But every time I rolled the joint, I saw this picture of Jesus. And that's why I got saved, believe it or not. A friend of mine told me about Jesus.
Amen. Jesus is just all right with me. Is that right, Tim? Jesus is just all right.
Yep.
He's just all right with me, huh? The subtle messages we get. Jeff, quickly.
Coach, you give me a permission to plagiarize the other day. So we went to the square. There ain't many people showing up there. I had two of us up there, manly men, and I started in the first 20, 30 minutes with masculinity and destroying the country and our youth and on and on and on. People were standing around listening. I noticed an old woman and a young girl standing up by that statue in the middle of the square, and they stood there for probably 20 minutes. And I was railing on it. And all of a sudden, they started with questions. They just started speaking out. What about this? What about that? And I use some of the lines you use, you know what I mean? I got a wife. I love my wife. I love my daughters, granddaughters. So they started asking me questions, and I would answer them, and they weren't liking what I was saying. All of a sudden, about 10 minutes into the four or five questions they had, the young 14-year-old girl, right? Because I went on the 22% of these kids in schools who are thinking about suicide. This girl raised her hand, looked at me, and waving to me. She said, I want to tell you something. I said, what's that, young lady? She said, about a month ago, I wanted to kill myself. I'm like, oh, my goodness. It got to him. Grandma was worried about the granddaughter. There's no man with them. So I just took that microphone, shut it off, laid it down the sidewalk, and me and James walked up there to him by the statue. I put my arm around that girl, and we stood there for probably 20 minutes, and I never took my arm off of that young lady. And Grandma was in tears. We ended, and we had a lot of conversations with her. She said, I tried church, and that didn't work. They told me to read my Bible. I tried. That didn't work for me. Then they sent me to a church camp. And that didn't work for me. And she's in tears. I said, young lady, I dropped that microphone because I care about you. We ended up leading them both to the Lord. Neither one of them knew Jesus. They didn't know nothing about born again.
Why would you want to?
Yeah. We led them. Why would you want to? And then we had prayer with both of them, and they're going to stay in contact with us. This girl, and she had a smile on her face by the time we were done.
Amen. 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 So here's what we're dealing with, okay? I'm telling you, sometimes I just want to freaking explode. Do you guys have any idea out there? Those of you who send me emails and call me, do you have any idea how much I will fight and die for the girls in my family? Do you have any idea? The greater love has no man than this, than he would lay down his life for the women in his life. Anybody understand that? See, we don't have an understanding of what masculinity is all about, right? And you go back through go back through the 60s and the 70s and all that stuff, and they talk about the objectifying of women. You shouldn't make them sex. You shouldn't objectify women. Think about sex. And then you just go on the internet and click on it, and all you see is naked women. Has anybody ever seen a picture of, what's her name? Taylor Swift wearing clothes? Anybody seen a picture of her wearing clothes? No. Why? Because they stick it in your face. They stick it in your face and then say, oh, you're just objectifying women. No, no, no. They're objectifying women. They are. Shoveled in the face of men. So they came up with a word, a made-up word called, which one is it? I'm going, hang on. Number 7, misogynist. Yeah, okay, that's good. A misogynist. A misogynist. And I did some look, misogyny. Hey, ask yourself out there, is this any man at all? Any men out there at all hate women? Any men out there hate women? I sleep with one every night. We got 8 granddaughters. I got 2 daughters. I love women. Misogyny, made up word, is hatred of, contempt for, or prejudice against women or girls. It's a form of sexism that keep women at a lower social status. My wife votes. My wife has all the rights that I have. My wife spends money. She pumps gas. She chases grandkids. My wife has the exact same rights that I have, except she doesn't rule in our house. Keep women at a lower social status than men, thus maintaining the rules of patriarchy. You see how they use these freaking words? You got to tell you something. The church has bought into it. Misogyny has been widely practiced for thousands of years. It's reflected in art, literature, human social structure, historical mythology. Huh? Oh, yeah. Example of misogyny is violence against women. Anybody out there for violence against women? Anybody think I'm for violence against women? Why do we let them throw this stuff on us?
Boom.
Hang on. I'm going to show you something you never even knew existed, because I asked my wife before I came down here today. I said, what's the opposite of misogyny? Is there any such thing as hatred of men? Hey, hang on a minute. Anybody know any women who hate men? Come on. Anybody know any?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Huh? Yeah, are there a lot of women out there that hate men, you think? A lot of women? But, do you think they're really, when it gets right down to it, do men hate women? No, they don't hate women. They want to bed women. They don't hate women. Tell me, they don't hate women. They love women. They hate bossy women. There, I said it. They hate bossy women. When the social structure gets upside down, seeing your mother and me, right? Some of you married your mom. Sorry. Sorry. Married your mom. Some of you girls married your daddy. Sorry. Sorry. So pull up number 6. I never even knew there was such a word. Did you guys know there's such a word as misandry? Misandry? What? Yeah. Misandry is a hatred of, contempt for, or prejudice against men or boys. Time out a minute. Do you guys think in America today there's more misandry or misogyny? Which do you think is worse in America today? It ain't even close. It's hatred of men. Men's rights activists and other masculinist groups have characterized modern laws concerning divorce, domestic violence, conscription, circumcision, and treatment of male rape victims as example of institutional misandry. Why is it when you go to divorce court, the woman gets the kids? Why is it the man's got to pay the money for the children? Why doesn't the woman have to? Hey, is anybody with me today? Anybody waking up and say, yeah, coach, you're right. This is everywhere. Why is it everywhere? Because they want to destroy God's definition of the family.
Boom.
I got to confess to you. Michelle's sweetest woman ever. But she has a way of making my life miserable. Can anybody say amen? Anybody say amen, right? That dynamic between a male and a female against a type A. You know what I'm saying? She can just, she's just had enough of it, and she puts the screws on me. It's called a relationship, is it not? It's called a relationship. So in the internet age, users posting on Manosphere internet forums such as 4chan, subreddit, addressing men's rights activism, has claimed that misandry is widespread, established a parental treatment of women, and shown by discrimination against men. Is Roger Weaver in here today? Hey, Weaver, is Eileen in here today? Is any other attorney in here today? Can somebody tell me whether men get treated equally with women in divorce court? Is anybody out there? Who determined that the woman would be a better parent for the child? Who determined? That's misogyny. No. That's mis... What is it? What? That's misandry. That's misandry. Discrimination against men. Where are you, Weaver? Didn't get up this morning? Right when I need you. Huh? There's a lot of misandry out there. A lot of misandry out there, baby. A lot of misandry, huh? And so we're in a war for the traditional family. That's where it is, folks. Betty, I love you, Betty. Thank you for serving in the military. God bless you, Betty. That is not a woman's role. It's not a woman's role. What kind of man would send a woman out to kill men? To defend a nation. What kind of man? Can you imagine in my life, I got David, my grandson David, and I've got my granddaughters. Can you imagine somebody had to go do something really, really difficult and scary? I'd send my granddaughter rather than my grandson. I don't want to send my grandson, but I'd sure send him because why? It's his duty. It's his duty. And how do we get away from these traditional male, female duties? How did that happen to us? Paul Webb's hand's about to fall off. Come on in, Paul.
Hey, Coach. You know, I just came in on the tail end of this, but really, you know, there is such a word as toxic masculinity. It's sure called femininity.
That's the line of the day.
That was from the great theologian Cat Williams, by the way.
Toxic masculinity is toxic femininity. That's a good one. That's a good one. Okay. Hang on. I want you to think about this a minute. When you were growing up, when I was growing up, I'm going to open it up here real quickly. Okay, stay in the line. Who were the male movie stars? Somebody go ahead. Come on.
John Wayne. Steve McQueen.
Clint Eastwood.
Charles Bronson.
Steve's been watching them movies.
The Lone Ranger.
Matt Dillon. Huh? Rock Hudson, until we found out he was queer. Come on. Huh?
The original James Bond.
Johnny Cash. What'd you say, Paul?
Telly Savalas.
The original James Bond, not the later one.
The original James Bond. Telly Savalas. Steve, you're all over it today. Huh?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Who else? You, hey, folks.
Clint Eastwood.
Sylvester Stallone.
Huh?
Davy Crockett.
David Crockett. Daniel Boone was a man. Yes, a big man. Hey, Spencer, see if you can find that. See if you can find on YouTube the theme to Daniel Boone. The theme to Daniel. If they played that on TV today, they would they'd shut the studio down. Daniel Boone theme song. Here we go.
Top of old Dan to the heel of his rawhide shoes. The riffinest, roarinest, fightinest man the frontier ever knew. Daniel Boone was a man, yes, a big man. And he fought for America to make all Americans free. What a boom, what a doer, what a dream come true was he.
What a boom, what a doer, what a dream come true. She was feminine.
You got to do Rawhide. I put that as my ringtone.
Rawhide. They wouldn't even let this stuff on TV today. Facebook would ban it. YouTube would pull it down, right? Rawhide. Pull that up there. Say, Coach, this is so good. I know it is.
Moving. Though they're disapproving, keep them doggies moving roar. Don't try to understand them, just rope, throw, and brand. Soon we'll be living high and wide. My heart's calculating, my true love will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of my ride. Move them on, hit them up, hit them up. Move them on, hit them up, raw high. Cut them out, ride them in, let them in, let them out, cut them out, ride them in, raw
high. If I get your heartbeat. No, they get us broke back. No, right? Can't see the attack. Okay, pull that off there. Can't see the attack on a masculinity, folks. Can't see it. Where a guy like me, straight talking male, huh? Oh, no, that guy's a misogynist. They make up a freaking word. They make them, but they don't make up misandry. Oh, you don't hear much about misandry, do you? No. How about number 8? I'll pull up number 8. Remember these days? Sorry, just telling you the truth. This is how I grew up. Remember when you called people sissies? Can't do that today. What was a sissy? Well, it was derived from sister. It's a pejorative term for a boy or man who does not demonstrate masculine traits. In other words, you're acting like your sister. You sissy, you're acting like your sister. Generally, sissy implies a lack of courage, strength, athleticism, coordination, testosterone, libido, and stoicism. A man might also be considered a sissy for being interested in typically feminine hobbies or employment. Huh? Hairdressers. Hey, they'll probably ban me. It's okay to say this, isn't it? Isn't it okay? I'm just reading history to you here. Just reading history. But see, what they've done is they've tried to create equal opportunity where there isn't equal opportunity. And we sit back and we watch men play girls' sports and the women don't say anything. Why? Because as soon as they speak up, they've been exposed for the lie that they've been telling us for years and years and years. Every woman walking the earth knows a masculine man, LeBron James, would score 800 points in a woman's basketball game. Everybody knows it. Yet they have to lie to us and say that they are somehow equal. And then to be able to say that a man getting in a woman's pool and swimming is going to beat the girls just because he's a man, they won't say that, see, because it blows up their entire argument.
Boom.
Which is men and women are equal. Now, I've said this before. Women fought for generations for equal rights, but men and women are not equal. They have equal rights. They can own a car. They can get a bank account. They have equal rights, but they're not equal. and for us to try to convince us. Can you guys imagine? Help me out here. Even Rosie O'Donnell, pick whichever one you want. Can you imagine her going against Dick Butkus in football? Can anybody imagine what that would look like? Why do we continue to lie to our children and our grandchildren and tell them that men and women are equal when they are not? Now, hang on. They're equal in some things, but there are some things that are definitely masculine traits. Pull up number five. I'm going to open it up here in a minute. I'm sweating. I got to get this off. I'm so ticked. If we don't wake up soon and start teaching masculine traits to our boys again, Going down five key qualities. Keep scrolling down there. Keep going. Emotional strength and resilience is a masculine quality. Would anybody agree with that? When I said to my grandson, "Stop crying, you're acting like a girl." Yeah, I said, yes, I said that. Why? Because men have to have emotional strength. Now, there is a time to cry. Like yesterday when David's football team lost in the tournament, it is okay to cry. It is okay to cry. Men are allowed to cry. But men, masculine men, display emotional strength and resilience. Hang on! Not lack of emotions. Emotional strength. Staying strong in the face of adversity, disappointment, sadness, emotional strength and resilience. What's the next quality? Men, masculine men, have leadership and decision making. Why? Because God gave man that authority. Hey, your wife can run the house, but it's not her job. And you may have grown up in a house where mom ran everything. I did. Only through athletics did I learn that it was okay to be aggressive. Only through athletics did I learn that. It was okay. In fact, as a smaller guy, I had to work twice as hard. I was 5'6" on a good day, 130 pounds trying to play football. I had to play basketball. I had to fight. And my mom never sat me down, or my dad never sat me down and say, "Dave, you're too aggressive." Never, ever, ever, ever once, ever once. Aggression is inside the male persona. Sorry if we don't do it. What's the next thing? Quality of masculinity. Empathy and compassion. You go up and you ask my wife if I can hold her and hug her and love on her when she's hurting. If I have empathy and compassion. Now, same thing with my grandson. I'll hug him and then say, "Okay, come on, man. Got to move on. I know it hurts. Got to move on. Come on, man. Come on." Right? Rather than wallowing in the misery. What's the next one? I'm all over today, whether you like it or not. Integrity and honesty. You man of your word? Are you a man of your word? What about with your wife? I get in trouble all the time with my wife because you know why? Sorry, honey. I tell her I'm going to fix something and I don't. And then I become unreliable. I have integrity and I'm honest. But with my wife, sometimes I'm not. I don't want to do that. Right? Okay, then don't say you're going to do it. In fact, she'll say to me sometimes, "Just tell me, I'll get somebody else. I'll hire somebody to do it." She says that to me all the time. She wants me to be honest and full of integrity. I say, "Honey, I'll get Steve Deck out here. So Steve Deck will be here in a couple of weeks. He'll do it. I can't do it." And then I look around, what's she doing? She's out pulling weeds. I say, "Why are you worried about that?" "What bothers me?" "Okay, well, if I have integrity, I won't make her pull the weeds. I'll do it." With me? Because it matters to her. Number five, self-confidence and assertiveness. Men should have self-confidence and assertiveness. Yep. And see, they bullied us with misandry. What's misandry again? Pull that up here for me. Misandry. Hatred of, contempt for, or prejudice against men or boys. But when's the last time you heard that word used? And do you think there's more misandry or misogyny? Which do you think there's more of? I don't even think it's close. and a male. You know why we like Clint Eastwood? You know why we liked him? Go to number five, Spencer, the one he just had out there. You know why we liked him? Because he had self-confidence and assertiveness. We liked it. That's why we liked Rocky. That's why we liked all those that used to give us as stars. Now they give us weak men, whiny men, dominated by women. Folks, this is an assault of the devil. It's the assault of the devil. I'm looking. Is there anything else I want to pull up there before I go to feminine trait? I got feminine traits. Go to number five. Hey, listen. A real man doesn't sleep around. A real man keeps his word of chastity to his wife. A real man does that. And see, the real men that we see images of on TV, that they try to give us on TV, real images they try to give us, are men who screw around. That ain't masculine. That ain't masculine. But folks, that's what they push. That's what they push. I don't know. Somebody, go to Facebook. Go to Facebook. And it's constantly girls with no clothes on. Constantly girls with no clothes. I thought girls didn't want to be objectified. I thought they didn't. If that was true, then why don't we have a whole bunch of fat, ugly actresses? Do you think if you could be fat and ugly and be a good singer and get anywhere in Hollywood? You think you can? You can't even get on Dancing with the, Who Wants to Be a Star, whatever the hell that show. You can't even get on that if you're ugly. It's all about the way we look. All about the way you look. All of it. Show me your boobies. Show me, huh? Oh, yes. Yeah, show me your midriff, right? Hey, show me your cleavage. Dare I say it, sometimes in church. And then the boys get in trouble from looking at her tits when she's doing everything she can to show them. All right. I'm feeling better, I think. Hang on. Go to Webster. Go to number 10. Masculine. Webster's. Having the qualities of a man. This is before misogyny. Strong, robust, resembling a man, coarse, as opposed to delicate or soft, bold, brave, courageous. All right, cool. What's feminine? What's the next one? The first syllable may be and probably is from whim. Or womb. Last part is probably from man or quasi-fin man. So a woman with a womb is a woman. Pretending. By the way, you can get on the Supreme Court and not be able to define that. Pertaining to a woman or to women or to females and the female sex. A woman is soft, tender, delicate, effeminate, destitute of manly qualities. Now, what are manly qualities? You guys should have seen Maggie Dobenmeyer plays sports. She had all the, she was small, frail like me. Oh my gosh, she was tenacious. Why? Because on the athletic court, that's a quality you want to exhibit. You're in competition. Now, she's one of the sweetest mothers that you would ever see. Still tenacious, but knows how to, Abby, same way, I don't want to make light of Abby. Huh? So effeminate is destitute of manly qualities. I got in trouble the other day because I said to David, quit acting like a girl. And then the girls, women wanted to stop me. I said, damn it, he's acting like a girl. Boys don't act like that. Somebody's got to tell him. Quit acting like a girl. Okay, do good this. Now, Spencer, I want everybody to see this. Type in misogyny from Webster's. Type in misogyny. You don't even know how to spell it, do I? Sometimes I don't even. M-I-S-O-G-Y, misogyny. Oh, it is in there. I'm sorry. Hatred of the female sex. Hey, any man out there hate females? The only ones that I know who hate females are queers. Oh, I just too much truth.
Amen.
Too much truth. Just too much truth here today. I'll shut up. Come on in, Pastor Clint. How'd your street ministry go last night?
Well, it went well, other than a car tried to run over me. But he got what for though. When he came back by, according to most pastors, I wasn't too pastorly when I called him a coward and the spawn of Satan.
You were masculine, huh?
Yeah.
Gave him a masculine response, right?
Yeah. And yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're okay today, man.
Yeah, it was all good.
Amen. Amen. Stand up being a man. Hey, you stand up and be a man, you're gonna make enemies, right? Especially in this culture, in this society. Huh? You know they didn't hire me as football coach 10 years ago, however long it was at my local school, because what? They thought I was a misogynist. Hey, boys and girls, football's for boys. Sorry. Football's for boys. Sorry. Sorry. It's amazing, isn't it? Isn't it amazing to see how they have reshaped all of culture and all society? Why? Because they hate Christ and those made in his image. They hate him. They want to make men girly and girls manly. Why? Because the seed of the serpent wants to make sure that the image of Christ is forever muddied. That's what it's all about. And we don't even understand it in the church. The church is so freaking feminized. Go in the church and start singing Onward Christian Soldiers and see the reaction when you look around you. Huh? What? Stand up for Jesus and see the reaction around. Sing a few more of those songs. Maybe some men would come to the church instead of open my eyes, Lord. I want to see Jesus, to reach out and touch him. Yes? Yes? You take an evaluation of the songs you're singing in your church and you tell me they're not feminine. Come on in, Johnny.
Good morning, Coach. I got in here a couple minutes late, so I don't know.
Shame on you.
Disgusted. Or...
You'll run a freaking lap, will you?
But I could not get over the UW lacrosse rally in lacrosse with Kamala and the two Christian warrior young men that came in and protested for Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And what did she say? She said, I mean, the enemy, he comes right out and he says
tells you
what
who he is, doesn't he? He tells you, he says,
yes, he does. Road. And so she came right out when they protested who Jesus is king. What did she do? She said, you're at the wrong rally.
There you go, baby.
And what not only got my gizzard, but what even got me more was the reaction from the people who were cheering.
Oh, they clapped
her
like seals, didn't they?
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. You think there's not one party that hates Jesus? Hey, folks, wake the hell up. Thanks, Johnny. Susie, come on in.
Better not take you into the new makeup store here in Columbus, Ohio, in Zanesville. They had men in there, and I kid you not, they wear the makeup, the mascara, the fingernails, the clothes, the heels.
They're catering to soft men, aren't they?
Oh, it's awful.
It's awful. It's awful. And we think it's normal. Now, hang on. What are they teaching your grandson in the public schools? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Come on then, Mary Beth.
Sorry, coach accident.
That's all right. Beth Yates, come on, Beth.
I guess it's been about a year ago that this came out, that tranny, whatever, Dylan Mulvaney, he came out with some kind of song that summarized the girlhood experience, and it was highly offensive. It was all about, like, taking drugs so that you feel happy, spending money, shopping, and I don't know, the way that the world views men and women is just as backwards as when the Bible says they will trade evil for good and good for evil.
Mm-hmm. So Beth, what are the equal rights that both men and women have? You're married. Are you and your husband equal in the house? Do you expect your husband, is there certain duties in your house you expect your husband to do and certain things he expects you to do? And is that misogynistic, Beth?
Praise God, we are not equal. And I like it that way.
You're equal in rights.
Because I do not.
Right. You're equal in rights, right? You can drive mm-hmm. a car. You can go shop. You can go spend money. You can do that. You have equal
rights.
Yeah, but
if I don't have to, I'd rather not. Because I feel so safe and so happy knowing that I have someone that takes care of the difficult stuff so that I don't have to.
That's crazy.
See, folks, look, women are the weaker vessel. How do I know that? Well, Bible tells us that. Women are the weaker vessel. Because why? God made them more emotional. A man's job is to step in when the woman is under assault as the weaker vessel and protect her. Come on, man. Did you guys ever, huh?
That word weaker translate into precious. They are more precious vessels.
What's the word I'm looking for? Worthy of defending. Would that be it?
Amen. Amen.
Worthy of defending. Yeah. Janine.
Most of what we see today in the homosexual movement are just flamers. They're not really what homosexuals used to be in the past.
That's right.
My dad said when he worked in an aircraft place in California, this is way before I was born, he said the homosexuals there, he says, were so masculine, they look like bodybuilders. But today, he says, you would just be shocked at how much California, Hollywood especially, were all homosexuals. But today what we have is flaming sissy, you know, homosexuals. I'm not even sure why they're bringing that out, except just to make a mockery of it and to get rid of that. And then you go back to what the brown shirts were in Nazi Germany and take the history back and you'll see a whole different picture
of
a homosexual was. And that's so, why. Go ahead.
So Janine, when we go to the gay pride parades, which we don't do it anymore, you know what I see? The lesbians aren't looking, folks, try to follow this, all right? As a man, I'm attracted to feminine women. My wife, as a female, is attracted to masculine men, right?
Absolutely.
You go to a gay pride parade, and you will see masculine women attracted to other masculine women. It's the most bizarre thing that you ever see. You will see feminine men attracted to other feminine men. And the point Janine is making, the old homosexual, when it's coming up, they couldn't get, real men couldn't get enough of real men. And now we get sissy men looking for sissy men. Something has gone awry here, right? Hey, anybody been to the gay pride? Hey, just look around. Now, Hollywood, we know, well, no wonder they hate me. I'm just telling the truth. Feminine, masculine women go after other masculine women.
Boom.
Dale.
Well, the confusion that I've seen in many of the Southern decadences is that I see these women, because they're girls, whatever, that hate guys. They hate guys, but then they want to dress up and be a guy.
That's right.
That's the most confusing thing right there. Hey, coach, you know what? I hate the Ohio State Buckeyes, but I'm going to wear all of their garb. I'm going to buy all of their T-shirts. You understand? You know how foolish that is, right? That's exactly. They're confused. It is their sign of confusion, the delusion. He says, I will turn them over to a reprobated mind. That is what it looks like. In other words, I hate guys, but I'm going to dress up and try to be a guy. There's
and
the
Dale, problem. And Dale, we've opened our educational system to teach that that is normal. Huh? Folks, this isn't about acceptance. If it was about acceptance, then we'd have a lot of fat models. It's not about acceptance, right?
Well,
if it was about acceptance and equality, I'd be in the NBA because there would be a rule saying that they had to let guys who were 5'6" play. If it was about diversity and tolerance and acceptance and everybody being equal, I'd be playing center field for the New York Yankees. It's not about that, because when you get into athletics, it's about achievement. And the women won't even gripe when a man gets in the bat in the pool. Feminists won't even gripe because it destroys their entire argument. Randy,
come let me throw this one last thing out of here. It's a total left-hand turn, Coach, but right. We better wake up. We got a text message from Trish, right? She finally got to talk to Cal. He's doing fine. Do you know who he's running into in these prisons? This is federal. You know what he's running into? J6ers and other pro-lifers.
Oh,
is that crazy? He goes, yeah. He goes, he's been talking with other J6ers. So not one, but plural of many in this one selected jail. Coach, we better open up our eyes.
Hey, Dale, would you think the J6ers are for the most part masculine men?
Heck yes.
Huh? What are they doing with masculine men? They're locking them up. Come on, wake up here. Randy. God bless Cal. He'll do well in gym.
So what's the best remedy here, Coach? How do we fix this?
Boy, is that the question of questions, right?
I tell you, I think I know how, Coach. Simple.
I think I do too. Go ahead.
Takes courage, though. You know, I was doing a little job here in one of these towns here close to me that, about a couple thousand people, and a couple lesbians walked down the street right in front of our job. And so I confronted them. I stepped out there close to the road, public road, you know. Yeah. So said, hey, ladies, how you doing today? Oh, yeah, they're holding hands, and they were just, you know, loving on each other.
Yeah.
They were going down to the nursery to pick up their kids. At the little nursery there in the little rural America here. So I just stood up and I said, hey, let me give you some information about your lifestyle choice. I said, lesbian ladies only live to be an average of 47. I said, that's 20 some years below the average lady, her lifespan. And I said, look, I care about you guys enough to tell you the truth. So just wanted you to think about that. Well, then the fight was on, Coach. So,
yeah.
Okay, so it went to everything, the pastors, the newspaper, little town social media and all that. And, you know, I didn't care. But I would talk to one of the pastors about it, and he said, man, I'm glad you stood up to that. And I thought, yeah, why don't you? Why don't your church? Why don't somebody else have the courage to just tell the truth and to represent the kingdom? So, Coach, I think the remedy is we have to get courage into our own people.
That's right, brother.
So I give you a lot of credit for that, Coach.
Yep, that's what I'm trying to do.
You helped me to become a man of courage. So I think that's what we have to light, that fire. I think we need to hand that off to our circle, to all of our people, and get their courage levels up, their boldness. And that's the key. I really think it is, Coach.
Hey, look, folks, that's where the war is, man. That's where the war is for sure. The war, you ask yourself this. Hey, Spencer, I'm sending you something right now. I want you to open up for him. when I didn't get the job as football coach at Lakewood, it was over homos, as if I'd ever been mean to a homo ever in my life. It wasn't really over homos, was it? It was over Christianity. The devil hates Christianity. The last thing the devil wants would be for those young boys on that football team to be trained in masculine Christianity. It's the last thing he'd want. And so they focus out. We always cater to the minority in America. How'd that happen to us? Spencer, did you get it? Didn't come to you yet? What the heck's going on? I want you to see it. I'm going to pull it up. Because I just sent it to him because I was just prompted by, I can't believe you don't have it. Does homosexual activity shorten life? That's all I did. Somebody brought it up. Spence, I don't know why you can't get it. It's an abstract. National Library of Medicine. National Library of Medicine. Are you ready? Are you ready? Previous estimates. I'm going to give Spencer a chance here. Can I resend it to you, Spence? He got it. Good. No? You're going to capture it off mine. There you go. All right. Hey, see, he can sneak into my email. Probably planting porn on my, probably planting porn in my computer for me. That's what they do, you know. That's what they do. Okay. Previous, he's going to try it again. I want you to see this. Do we love the homosexual? Do you love the homosexual, friends? You really? You want your children to be indoctrinated into homosexuality? You're okay with that? You want that to happen? Really? Well, what is the National Institute? Who is this? Public Med. Spence is trying to. Previous estimates from obituaries and pre-1994 sex surveys suggest that the average age of death for homosexuals is less than 50 years. Four contemporary databases were used to test the estimate. Folks, this ain't some right wing. Thank you, Spencer. This ain't some right wing thing. Four contemporary databases were used to test the estimate that one, obituaries in the homosexual press from 1993 to 97 reflected treatment success for those with AIDS, suggested a median age of 50 years. Two large random sexuality surveys in 94 yielded results consistent with the median age for death of homosexual, less than 50 years. The median age of those ever married in Denmark, Sweden, Norway was about 50 years, while that of the ever homosexual partner was about 40 years. What? Intravenous drug users and homosexuals taking HIV tests in Colorado had almost identical age distribution. Hey, Spencer, highlight that again. Intravenous drug abusers, number four, and homosexuals taking HIV tests in Colorado had the same identical age distribution. The four lines of evidence were consistent with previous findings suggesting this is a science document, suggesting that homosexual activity may be associated with a lifespan shortened by 20 to 30 years. Boom. Vinny, give me the biggest boom you ever had.
Boom.
And we say we love the homosexuals?
Boom, coach. Boom.
Huh? We love them? We're going to let them do that? Not only that, teach it to our children as normal. Dying 30 years before everybody else, that's normal now. And see, we're not going to win this fight if we sit passively back and are quiet about it. We're not going to. We're not going to. Look, I don't hate homosexuals. I don't hate them. I hate what they do. I hate what the devil's doing to them, much as I hate what a drug user. I hate drug users. I don't hate them. I mean, I hate drug abuse. I hate alcoholism. I hate schizophrenia. I don't hate the person, but I'm not going to teach my children in public schools that drug use is normal. Why would we do that? Jeff, quickly.
Coach, you remember the last few years we were doing the gay parades, 500,000 people down there, 13,000 participants of sodomites in the parade. Everybody else was families with kids. What'd they start doing? And by the way, they hated us down there. They hated all of us men. Their hatred was deep for us. Then they started out the last couple years while in the crowd with the beginning of that parade was dykes on bikes. Remember that?
Bikes.
Oh, that was horrible.
Amen. Amen. Pull up for me if you will, Spencer. Oh, daggone. Coach, don't lose that. Which one is that? That's not it. Healthprofessor.com, whichever one that was I sent to you. Healthprofessor.com. Health professor, which one is it? You're the man, Spencer. Scroll down. Scroll down. All the way down. I got a minute left. Scroll clear on down. Clear on down. Clear on down. Clear on down. Clear on. Hang on right there. Additional examples of traditional gender roles. Males. Anybody disagree with this? Men don't cry. Do you? Hey, folks, do you teach that to your children? I do. I teach it to my grandkids. Men don't cry. Men are breadwinners. Men are strong and tough. Men don't show emotion. Now, you can overdo that when men need to show emotion appropriately. Men should be handy with God, with good, with tools. I ain't handy and good with tools. Luckily, it didn't affect me as a man. That's why I call Steve Deck. Men shouldn't be interested in fashion. Men should not be interested in fashion. Amen. Men are not nurturing. That's not true. Men are, but not like a woman is. Men should be dominant in relationships. See, we don't even know what that word means, dominant in relationship. Men should be not interested in domestic tasks like cooking or cleaning. What? Folks, this is all voodoo science. Men should be interested in sports. My wife's interested in sports. Men should not display vulnerability. Men are not good. Do you see the stereotypes? Do you see, what is it they call it? Misandry at work, right in our face, the hatred of men and male role models and everything going on, male. And it's only going to change if we have the courage to stand up and say, that's wrong, dude. That is wrong. Whew, I need a nap. See you tomorrow.